What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. Welcome. Let's get down to it. What's up, everybody? DJ Shelter, PJs, IBRT, Erica. Hey, that's that guy. Yeah, that's what I get. I don't get my name. I get, hey, the Miami meme guy. What's up, man? How are you? I'm doing good. All right, see you later. what's up, Miguel Potato Orphan? How are you? Rando. And you know what, guys, to be honest with you, I prefer that. I don't want to be famous. One thing that I've learned late in my comedy career is I don't want to be famous. Oh, it sounds exhausting to be famous. You just walk around. Oh my God, it's the fuck. Ugh. Please, I'm just trying to get juice. I'm trying to get breakfast. Now, the money, I'll get the money, right? You know how some people said, fuck the fame, give me the fortune? I'm that guy. I'd rather do things behind the scenes, show up every once in a while, make you laugh as a regular person. The celebrities out there, to keep that identity, it's too much work. I gotta be controversial every once in a while. I mean, as a comedian, you gotta be. But I mean, like, some celebrities and pop stars out there, they get controversial just to stay relevant. You know, your manager walks into the room and be like, Nicki Minaj, your streams on Spotify have been dipping within the last 48 hours. What are we gonna do? I'm gonna say my cousin's friend has enlarged balls because of the vaccine. Brilliant. Go on Twitter and say that. Oh my God, did you hear what Nicki Minaj said? And it's all over the newspapers, and then it's like, I'm back in business, baby. When are you releasing that next album, Queen? I don't want to be that guy. You know, I don't want to be the kind of guy that, if I ever do get famous, guys, it'll probably be like a week where something I did was amazing. And it was like, man, he was, Manny's OG, man. He's hilarious. This guy's been in the game for years. That one meme he wrote was amazing. All right. Yeah. Anyway. So what are we talking about today? I prefer that. It's less work. What about flying nowadays? I don't know what you mean, Ruse. Like flying on an airplane? Flying because you're getting high? Speaking of flying, I recently had a dream that I was flying. As a matter of fact, I took a nap today that lasted an hour and a half, and it was by far one of the best naps of my entire life. You guys ever had a nap so good that you feel like you want to cancel? You just want to cancel anything you had planned. The comedy show, by the way, over at Casa Tiki tonight. Ladies drink free at 8 o'clock, showtime at 9. Oh, shameless plug. You want to cancel that. You want to cancel any dates, right? Like if you've been wanting to go out with this girl for a long time, and she's like, well, what about Wednesday night? And you're like, yeah, of course, baby. Let's go out Wednesday night. Then you take a nap at 5. Then you wake up at 6 and you're like, oh, yeah, I should cancel. I mean, I like her, but damn, man, that nap was too good. Right. That kind of nap. So I had this amazing nap that lasted an hour and a half. It could have been more if it wasn't for it being the daytime, because a nap can ruin your entire night. Right. So. All right, let's get down to the actual topic at hand here, guys. Let's talk about zodiac signs. If you guys believe in the zodiac, or if you dabble in it, put it on the chat. Let me know. Anybody out there that believes that an identity can be compartmentalized into 12 different boxes, I guess. I never got into it. You do, Rusita? I don't know. I never got into it. There have been some people that I've met that within the first hour of meeting them, they want to know what your sign is to some extent. I don't know. I don't think there's any extent to it, because if you extend yourself enough, you're bound to find the answers that you're looking for in the zodiac sign. You know, that's the thing about these zodiac definitions, that like if you have a mindset of believing this shit, you're gonna come across something that's gonna confirm that, you know. And dude, I've been on dates where a girl won't like me or put me in some position in her mind where she is like, oh, you're a Gemini. Red flag. I was like, why? Why is that a red flag? It's like, oh, that means you're two-faced because some symbol says that I'm two-faced. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, the same way you go to the nightclub and you start grinding on some guy, and is that the same person that goes and applies for a job in an interview? It's two different people. So in a sense, you're, to a certain extent, according to Rusita, to a certain extent, you're two-faced as well, right? So if you look deep enough into the Zodiac, you're going to come across these, what I call self-fulfilling prophecies. Oh, don't get me started, guys. Here we go. Now I'm getting upset. The nerve of people to place you into these identities, 12 of them, not even 100 identities. According to the people that believe in Zodiacs, you're not a unique snowflake. You're either one of 12, or some people try to cheat and be like, yeah, my sun rises in the Gemini, but the moon sets on the Cancer. We're like, what does that mean? Oh, that means I got a little of both, the best of both worlds. No, they always look at the worst side of that. And the thing about Zodiac signs is that since it relates to a set identity, you might as well just lie to people. You know, one time a girl told me she had me figured out. I wrote this today on Twitter. One time a girl told me she had me figured out because of my Zodiac sign. And I was like, well, I got you figured out because you believe in that shit. I could just lie to you into anything that I read on the Zodiac. And you'd be like, yeah, that's right. Any of those 12 identities, you can exploit that. You just read up on it and then you find somebody that believes in that stuff. And then you just feed them what they want to hear. You back up what's in their minds already. And then next thing you know, you just, you've got this false identity in their mind that they believe in, right? You imagine if thank God, not a lot of people believe in the Zodiac. But if they did, if let's say, for example, the Zodiac was like a religion, right? Where there's like a Zodiac church. And instead of reading the Bible, you read some ladies' Zodiac quote of the day or whatever the fuck you guys are into. My Zodiac sign is Pikachu. Mike Dabba says, I like it when people don't like you because of your sign. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I've had girls canceled the second date because of Zodiac signs and whatever they read. I believe in Knights of the Zodiac. That escalated quickly. Yeah, here's what I tell you guys. Get offended if somebody asks you what your sign is. It's like, that's none of your business, man. Somebody asking you, what's your sign? It's like, you might as well ask them like, how much money you got in the bank account. It's like, don't worry about it, man. Why do you want to know this so early? It's suspect. If someone wants to know your Zodiac sign in the beginning, the same way they want to know how much money you got in the bank, it falls in the same category of someone trying to figure you out based on something that was invented, what is it, centuries, millennia ago. I read it up. Babylonians believed in that stuff. They brought it to life. But the Babylonians also believed that there was a half eagle, half boar with wings flying around. You know what the problem with Zodiac signs is? The fact that it's not practical. If you never see a person that sells, like a psychic, you know, that gets into that world, you never see them like in an actual office, right? Like they don't have a team. They don't have like a doctor's place, right? Like I got an appointment with my astrologer today. I gotta figure out if my husband is cheating or not. So I got a 5:30 with Lourdes, the psychic. She's gonna read me my astrology sign. Right? Therapists don't practice astrology readings because it's not practical in healing somebody through trauma. Although people with trauma believe in this stuff because I guess they gave up with reality that they want to rely on something that's outside of their control. Like they look up at the stars. What does that mean? Right? There's no ER for Zodiac. Astrologers don't have ER. Okay. You can't, you there's no 24-hour psychic reading unless it's like some robot for $4.99 on the phone. They're exploiting you. All right. This lady right here just found out that her husband might be cheating. She's going on a hunch. I need 4 grams of crystals and some lit sage ASAP. I'm going to give you a doctor's note. You're going to go to the pharmaceutical go to CVS, get some essential oils. Take this note. My astrologer gave me this prescription. I need some essential oils. Why? I think my husband is cheating on me and I need it in my system. So stupid, right? What's up, Chris? Tay Tay. If you guys believe in the Zodiac, let's debate here. Put it on the chat. Let me know why you believe in it. How you go across into coming up with these assumptions of it. I don't know. If I was a sociopath, I would lie to people, tell them I'm a certain sign if they're into that kind of stuff. I would even like go to court and exploit it. You know, if I was a lawyer, I'd be like, look, Your Honor, my religion is based on what the stars tell me. And the reason why my client is hard-headed is because he's a Leo, Your Honor. He's a Leo, and that's just how they are, okay? If someone can plead insanity because of their actions, my client can plead wrong zodiac sign. He's a Leo, sir. You need evidence? You need evidence? Let's go to the tarot cards. Tarot cards, pull up the evidence. A 9 of wands. Your Honor, my client is innocent. Oh, shit. That was fun. What's up, iCarla? Kevin Q50, how are you? Yeah, practicality is very important. I don't know, chiropractor, right? I'd rather get my spine aligned than look at what the stars are saying when they're aligned, all that shit, man. All right, let's get down to the reads, everybody. We're at the halfway point of the show. The show is sponsored by LU Venus, which I believe is a Sagittarius. LU Venus is a health insurance agent and a subject matter expert in the world of health insurance. So use him as a resource. That's right. He deals health insurance, not astrology advice. So this is practical service right here. If you have questions, he has answers for health insurance. Okay. The people who he helps the most are those who do not have health insurance because they believe it to be unaffordable, and those who do have health insurance and are complaining about how much it costs. He can help anyone, anywhere, with anything regarding their health insurance. So call him today, 305-335-3944. And that's elu.vinas@ushadvisors.com. You know, another thing about the zodiac sign that's kind of whack is the fact that out of the 12 signs, your entire identity gets pushed into a symbol. And then that symbol represents you for the rest of your life, right? You know, in religion, you can change your religion, right? If you were born Catholic, you can then go and say that you're Jewish now. Like, I practice the Jewish faith, right? But according to astrology, if you're born a Cancer, you can't be an Aquarius. It's like you're a Cancer for the rest of your life. It's like, well, people grow. I'm not the same person I was when I was a teenager than when I'm in my 30s. Ah, but you're still a Cancer, though. According to who? According to the stars. Look, it's right there. It's a crab. So now I'm a crab for the rest of my life because of the stars. And you know, there's some signs out there that are inanimate objects. That kind of sucks, man. I mean, I wouldn't mind being like a goat, right? What's a goat? A Virgo. Is that the goat? I don't mind being fish. Two fishes, Pisces. But a bow and arrow. What the fuck is that? What else is it? Libra is a scale. You're a drug dealer? You must be a Libra. Why? Because it's a scale. Yeah, it makes sense. You're very wishy-washy. You must be an Aquarius, a bucket of water. Oh, man. Not an entire identity, but some traits do match the zodiacs. What is your sign? I'm a Gemini. And you know what sucks about my sign? It's actually not that inaccurate. It's pretty accurate. I like to elaborate. I like sharing what I learn, right? I'm talkative. I'm smooth. But I wasn't always like this. Back then, I was a quiet. I was a mute. In high school, I was a mute for like 3-4 years. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I hated everybody. That's why I became a comedian when I grew up. Because it's my revenge. So what do you call somebody that was a mute in their teens? You're a Gemini, but you don't express yourself. Exactly. It's all on the, it's a roll of dice. And then when you get a certain, you know, characteristic, you then say, what is it about your personality traits that I can match to these, any of these 12 symbols here? Where is it? I'm trying to find it. You know what's better than using a zodiac sign to identify somebody? Using adjectives. Remember adjectives? He leads multiple women on. He must be a womanizer, right? She leads men on. She must be a woman, right? Just straight up adjectives. I'm sorry. That was a very assuming comment. But, you know, according to you zodiac astrology believers, you guys assume a lot as well. All right, so there you go. We're even. What's up, Lorenzo Sands? What's up, Kurt? Does that mean none of us are born special? According to astrologers, no. You fall into a category of 12 personality types, and that's it. What's up, Corey Cognac? What's up, Kurt? Let's see. My horoscope today said it would be a good day to commit a felony. Yeah, exactly. Your zodiac sign, the readings that you get off a newspaper or a horoscope or whatever, somebody in a robe sipping tea wrote that shit, knowing that people will believe them. Like, if you put the zodiac, if you put a horoscope next to journalism, you probably can't tell the difference on how much bullshit is involved. Sorry. I'm getting a lot of things out of my chest today. I had an amazing nap and I just felt like talking shit. I'm like, you know what? I woke up choosing violence. I'm going to wake up. I had such an amazing nap. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go shit on people's beliefs today. But I do it out of love, guys. I do it out of love. Let's see. All right. So here's a good one. You know what somebody should invent if they believe in this stuff? They should invent an app. Is there an app? All you Zodiac believers, is there an app that matches you based on like symbolism? I mean, the symbols, right? Like, okay, if you're a Gemini, your love interest is a Libra because a Libra balances the craziness of a Gemini. So we're just going to match with Libras. And then after you match and go on a date with like 4 or 5 Libras, you'll be like, I can't stand these bitches, man. Libras, bro. They're always trying to keep things in balance, you know, always determined, always considering a different perspective. Bitch, I want to argue. I don't want you agreeing with me. There's no toxic traits on this bitch. We match. I don't like it. I want to go out and make mistakes. Now, that's a little too much. The matching according to the signs. Do it. Do it. Let's see. The real Johnny Dice says, probably not, but that makes millions. Yeah. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. Yes, indeed. Lorenzo Sands, check out this movie I saw last night called The Dirty Work with Norm MacDonald. Hilarious. Highly recommended. That should be a bumper sticker. I'm sure I said many things that should be in bumper stickers. Please don't discriminate me based on my zodiac sign. That's a bumper sticker right there. You know what? If you think about it, guys, zodiac signs or somebody asking you for a zodiac sign, it's pretty discriminative. Discriminatory? Discriminated? Anybody that asks you what your sign is, they're going to discriminate you in one way or another. Imagine if you applied for a job and they're like, what's your sign? What's my sign? What would you think if on a job application it says, ethnicity? Ethnical background, zodiac sign. What zodiac sign? Yeah, which one are you? Oh, I don't believe in this stuff. No, yeah, but we want to know. Our work environment is based, we matched team partners based on their zodiac signs. Well, I'm a Gemini. Oh, you're a two-faced person. We can't have you here on the team. We don't hire Geminis here. You take that shit to court. Your Honor, I didn't get the job. equal opportunity. Well, they didn't hire me because they said they don't hire Geminis because we're two-faced. Can you believe that shit? You make millions. People like labels. Zodiac is just another one to use. Hey, Lorenza gets it. There you go. Yeah, some people don't like critical thinking, so they need to, like, I need to understand this in a way that's easy, so I got to put it in a box. And if I put things in the box, I get it because it's got a label in the front. can you imagine, like, somebody's wife going into the shed or the garage, and then they don't understand any of the tools that her deceased or divorced husband has? So then what they do is that instead of putting, like, nails, screwdrivers, power tools, they just put it all in the box that says tools. That's what the Zodiac sign that's what a Zodiac sign does. They just put a bunch of shit into a box, and they're like, this is what it is. What's in there? I have no idea, but it's in there, and it is what it is. Hey, the real Johnny Dice. Thank you very much for the donation, Johnny Dice. Elegant D, what's up? Dirty Work is amazing. Haha, the scenes with Gary Coleman are absurd. I've been there, bro. I've been that high where you just start hallucinating and seeing crazy shit. And then when you sober up, you're just like, that was hilarious. It's hilarious when you're sober, but when you're tripping, you're just like, oh my God, there's little green men in my room. Ah! Curse and Blessing says, I thought I was a Capricorn. Turns out I'm just a piece of shit. Well, you know, Capricorn is represented by, that's the goat, right? Is the Capricorn the goat? Goats take a shit. There you go. That's the symbolism right there. All right. So let me get into this last bit here. This is actually a good point. What about in today's world where, you know, a lot of people don't want to be placed in the box, right? According to genders, for example. Imagine if you can do the same thing with your sign. So like if I ever come across somebody that wants to place me into a what do you call it? 12, not a dozen, a duodecimal. Instead of saying you're non-binary, you could say I'm non-duodecimal. Okay. Don't place me in any of these 12 identities. Or you can be somebody that can identify as a different sign. You'd be like, oh, well, according to my birth certificate, I'm a Virgo, but I like to identify myself as a Sagittarius. Sorry. Okay. My body, my identity, my rights. Hey, you know what? I think we're onto something here, guys. I think this is really this is a really good discussion. This is a very critical thinking, philosophical way to look at astrology, identities, and the way we interact with each other. There you go, guys. I hope this was a really good episode. I had a lot of fun with this one. To all the ladies out there, you know, I recommend you don't base somebody you're dating, because I know you guys do it. A lot of you guys do it, unfortunately. A lot of girls I had a crush on, unfortunately, went down that route. And then they listen to my comedy. They look at my sign. They're like, oh, no, red flag. Can't hang out with him, right? DJ Shelter 305 says, the ancients taught us that there's one thing that transcends all sign compatibility, Perico. Yeah, everybody is the same when you're on cocaine, right? Everybody's lit. What do you identify as? Lit, because I'm on blow. Hey, DJ Shelter, that's actually a really good joke, man. What do you identify as? Lit. It doesn't matter what sign you are. If you're on blow, you're lit. She, her, Leo on LinkedIn. Hey, you guys are on fire tonight. All right. That was a lot of fun. Okay. If you guys enjoy this, support the podcast, subscribe, go to miamicomedy.com/podcast. I got a brand new line of merch, high quality, heavy cotton. I got them in blue and pink if you guys want them. All right. It says Miami. And then the little Flemmy the Flamingo guy. If you guys want that, just go to miamicomedy.com/shop. Shout out to all the people that got them. Appreciate it. I'm moving the merch faster than expected. All right. And the signs told me that I wasn't going to make it. I'm making it. All right. So thank you all so much for all your support. I'll see you guys. I'm trying to do these a lot more often. Okay, I'm trying to get back into the groove of performing virtually, which was the whole plan during the pandemic, right? But now that things are opening back up, I'm back in business, baby. So, you know, I got to go out there and I got to do these shows. And speaking of which, tonight we're going to be over at Casa Tiki in Little Havana. And then we're also going to be in North Miami at Focal Brewery. So the Focal Brewery show is at 8 o'clock. So if you're up north in Little River, go check that out. If you're down south by Calle Ocho, go check Casa Tiki. Ladies drink free from 8 to 9 p.m. Showtime at 9. That's it, everybody. I'll see you guys on the next episode. I'll try to go on tomorrow at 6 p.m. live. If not, you can always just check out the recorded podcast. Have a great night, everybody.